Dr. Rosemary Thomas, Salisbury University's Vice President of Advancement and the Executive Director of the Salisbury University Foundation, refers to the fall of 2011 as the semester of running with scissors. Now Dr. Thomas is calling this semester her last. Thomas is stepping down from her positions at Salisbury University to take on a similar set at Florida Gulf Coast University. I'm Jamila Krempel for Delmarva Public Radio News. Thomas announced her departure last week at a time when the university is at the height of its growth and at the peak of its capital campaign fundraising. Thomas is credited with spearheading the campaign, which has brought in more than $10 million for the university. She said she started developing her focus on building relationships and an active funding base soon after she became the vice president of university advancement in 2003.
Primarily, the role was to evaluate and begin to enhance the relationship building with our board members, our donors, and our friends, and certainly to focus an effort on alumni relations with regard to how best to keep people connected to Salisbury University. That is about creating and promoting a culture of philanthropy.
Thomas says that culture of philanthropy has helped Salisbury University to remain financially stable at a time when state funding has been cut.
And you know, Maryland's been great. Maryland has protected higher education probably like no other state in the United States. But unfortunately, Salisbury University has not been recognized for the great accomplishments and the performance, and our funding has remained, quite frankly, a bit behind the curve, and that's a disappointment.
She says the community partnerships that university officials speak of so often and the presence of private donors have led to the university's expansion. Thomas said although the last few years have seen rapid campus growth, plans for expansion were brewing since Dr. Janet Dudley Eschbach became president of Salisbury University in 2000.
Upon my arrival in 2003, I could tell that Dr. Janet Dudley Eschbach clearly had the momentum going in the right direction. It was an institution that was just on the cusp of really just sprouting with new buildings on the horizon and new opportunities.
Thomas said that her success and professional development is rooted in President Dudley Eschbach's leadership.
Having the opportunity to be part of Dr. Janet's team and to be a productive member, and I hope that she would say that as well, she gave me some creative freedoms and professional freedoms to build my own team.
Thomas said that Salisbury University's alliance with city officials has also contributed to the university's growth, which she said has also improved the city of Salisbury.
You know, Salisbury, the city, was recently named an All-American City. We were pleased to be at the table for part of that discussion and for the application process, and it's a point of pride. And I think that with some challenges that they are facing with some safety issues and some obviously financial issues, that it's a struggle for them as well. With campus leadership such that it is, and the city leadership that it is, safety has been a major focus. The safety of our students, the safety of our town, and I think that we promote responsible living.
Thomas said that while being on staff at a university is rewarding, it also leaves employees open to the often utilized salary freezes and furloughs.
And the funding is a challenge, and I know that it bothers Dr. Janet to a great degree when it comes to employee morale and how that has impacted and affected the folks here, especially in a community such as this. And you have both spouses, you have the entire family working on this campus, and so a furlough is a cut to a household. And I know she's so glad that we don't have to go down that road again. And quite frankly, on the staff side, she is very diligent in fighting for dollars.
As the executive director of the Salisbury University Foundation, Thomas has also been an ardent supporter of Delmarva Public Radio. She said the station's close relationship with the university and the community is key to its future.
To be approachable, if you will, to me is the true fabric of public radio. I think the partnerships in the community are truly just priceless, and they're a treasure. And I know that everyone wants to be able to say that public radio is a part of who we are as a Maryland University of national distinction.
Developing community partnerships and establishing alumni philanthropy is one of Thomas's goals for Florida Gulf Coast University. The university is only 15 years old, but Thomas said the university's age attracted her to the position.
What I believe that we're going to have an opportunity to do there is begin to shape some of the traditions that will keep alumni in touch and attracted to the campus and connected to the campus. So that is exciting for me. And I think it's a new challenge. It's a new opportunity. And without question, it's a great responsibility and one that I'm looking forward to taking on.
Thomas said that she hopes in the future the city of Salisbury will become a university town and not just a town with a university. She said in her 8 years of working for Salisbury University, she will miss the people most.
This place is truly laden with phenomenal people who have so much interest in the success of Salisbury University. It's just the people here believe in this institution. They know what it means to the community, and quite frankly, I think they know what it means to the region.
That was Dr. Rosemary Thomas, Vice President of University Advancement and Executive Director of the Salisbury University Foundation. I'm Jamila Krempel for Delmarva Public Radio News.